I'm Kevin.
And I'm Stephanie.
And during our marriage, we have dealt with an electrocution, a brain tumor, brain surgery.
Then doctors telling us that children were not in our future, followed by miscarriage, and then Kevin's cancer diagnosis.
However, today, we live a life completely healed and restored with three healthy children who doctors said were not possible. And we're here to tell stories that inspire, give hope, and brighten your day. Welcome to
Tell Us a Good Story.
This episode is being presented to you by Storyside Church, where your story matters. At Storyside Church, they believe God always writes a good story.
You can join them for church online each Sunday morning on their Facebook page or watch their entire library of prior services on their YouTube channel, Storyside Church.
All right, next fun fact. So Dallas actually worked in professional wrestling with his real-life wife, now ex-wife, Kimberly Page. In 1997, DDP began a feud with Macho Man Randy Savage, and on WCW Uncensored, Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth revealed to the world that Dallas and the leader of the Nitro Girls, Kimberly Page, were actually married in real life. So, Dallas, what were the fans' reaction? Did they just lose their minds when they realized you were actually married in real life?
Well, she'd been my valet since I was nobody, and I called them Diamond Doll. And when we got WCW, a lot of them were Kim's friends. And one day, Eric Bischoff said, why don't you just use your wife? You know, she's one of those beautiful women I've ever seen. When she's out there, like, you can tell, like she feels what you're going through. So I said, okay, yeah, sure. All right, I will. Well, Randy, who was one of the biggest names of all time, probably, like, he's on everybody's Mount Rushmore, you know? You didn't get to say, I want to work with Randy. Randy had to say, I want to work with him. And that's what he did. He asked to work with me. And he pretty much controlled his own destiny. You know,
okay.
Like, no one told him he's losing. Like, if he wants to put you over, he will. If he doesn't, then that's the way it is. And yeah, I just cared about working with him because it was automatically going to elevate me to a different spot. But after they did that to Kim, I'll never forget being in the back, and Liz and Randy are talking about it. And you have to understand, Elizabeth, she was like Kim. She was graduated with her master's from Kentucky University. Kimberly graduated with her master's from Northwestern at 21.
Oh, my gosh.
Both of those women had
incredibly smart.
They never watched wrestling before. She had met Randy when he was playing baseball or whatever. But we're in wrestling just because, I guess, God's will. I don't know. But they would never have been involved in wrestling.
Yeah.
And here they are. And Liz has been around it for 10 years by that time. But Kim, on this side of it, being involved in a heavy angle, Kim says, well, Randy, you know, I'm pretty physical. So if you need to grab me and pull me and do whatever you just do whatever you want. I went,
No,
like, he'll grab you. Like, he was, like, what you saw was what you got, Rick. And he really did talk like this. It might have been a little lower at times, but he talked just like that. You know, like, it was really amazing. So, coming into the pay-per-view, we built it up on TV every week. It's my first main event.
Okay.
I've been lifted to the stratosphere. Over what would seem like overnight, but it was, if you add the managing that I did, it was a 9-year overnight success. You know?
Yes.
Now, so many people think that, oh, God, boy, you're going to push to the moon. The only guy I saw to ever do that was Goldberg. And Goldberg looked the part. He was an unbelievable athlete. And he spent 6 or 7 years in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he paid his dues on a different field. And he was as real could be. And that's why he still was over and still wrestled last year at 53 or whatever that is. But we're coming into the pay-per-view. And you have to understand, we talked about working 26 days in a month.
Yes.
You know, like, that would have been one of those months where every night I'm in a different town. I may have flown to that town or might have driven 100, 200, 300 miles. To the next town, to the next town, to the next town. And me and Randy were the main event everywhere. And every night, I either got attacked by the NWO and Randy dropped those elbows, There's nothing fake about Randy Savage at 256 pounds, 6'1", propelling himself 17 feet in the air and landing on your rib cage.
Oh.
The first time he did it, I thought the left side of my rib cage had opened up and my guts were on the mat. Like, nothing fake, a zero fake about it. And especially, he was 44 then. I was about to turn 41. So when you're at that age, you're doing that. The guy's your crash pad, you know? And
right.
That's just the way it is. So Randy, you know, we were in the locker room, and it's the night before the pay-per-view. And every night, the NWO kills me, or I might catch Virgil or Bagwell with a diamond cutter, and I escape through the crowd, and people go crazy. But I never got the Randy. Well, on this night, Arn Anderson, who's like the agent in charge of the matches, says, "So, Randy, what do you want to do tonight?" I figure I'm just going to get beat up again, you know? And he goes, He looks up and he goes, "I think you want to take the diamond cutter."
Really?
And yeah. And Arn, who at one time had told me, and I love Arn Anderson, but you know, we'd had our disagreements in the past. He had told me at one time earlier, and it was out of anger, but he told me I was never going to be a top guy. And it was something we were both heated on, and it was a booking meeting. But he basically told me, unless Sting, Luger, Flair, or Randy puts you over in the middle, that's what we call beating someone's opponent. They put you over. They did you the favor.
Okay.
Because a lot of the guys who did the favor could beat the hell out of that other guy. You know, you got to get with your ego and realize you're kind of like wrestling. You're an actor. You're a stunt man. You're an acrobat. You're a rock star. And you're a gladiator and a truck driver. You're all of those in one. So Arn looks at me. He goes, "Well, Diamond, I hope you realize what this could do for your career." I said, "Yeah, I think I do." And I really didn't, but I thought I did. And that night, it didn't mean anything because there was 11,000 people in there, because that's all you could fit in there. But that night, and he beat that. Like I stole money from him. He can get really stiff out there. And at some point, I was fighting back, and he said, "Diamond cutter." And I just snatched him and took it out of nowhere, and the roof blew off. And now people are, you know, they can't believe I hit Randy with a diamond cutter. And then they start that rumbling thing. And I just laid there. And he laid there. And I let it go and go until it got so loud. And then I just laid my arm across him. 1, 2, 3. And the place exploded. They went crazy because I beat Randy. And it was so loud in there, but it was like God put a cone of silence over us. And I could hear him say, "Well, guess we know what we're doing for Spring Stampede." Now, that would be the pay-per-view that we're going to be at tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah. And like, I've been told I was going to win matches or go over in matches. It never happened. Because by the time it got to the guy supposed to do the job, he goes, it's like politics with muscle. So Randy knew that he could lift me up like really big if he let me beat him. And the next, I did not take it seriously. Like, oh my God, Randy's going to put me over. I didn't take it seriously until I was walking to the ring. Because anything could change. Mm.
Right.
Until you go out that curtain, anything can change. And I've seen it change, like, boom. Like, right before someone went out there. So, you never let yourself think it. But when it happened, it was even bigger than the world title. Because I went from here to there. Because that feud would go on. We were the feud of the year. And that beat Bret Hart and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Wow.
Like, that was a huge feud. But the fans voted for me and Randy. I was the hottest wrestler. Me and Stone Cold Steve Austin in 1997 were the two hottest guys in the business, which was super cool, you know?
Hello, friends. I'm Craig Clausen, and I help Kevin and Steph with all the tech stuff for the show. But today, I have a request for you. Kevin and Steph will soon be recording their 200th episode. In the podcast world, this is a big accomplishment. According to Forbes, only 8% of podcasts uploaded over the past week had created more than 10 episodes, let alone 200. And we want to celebrate with you. We would love for as many listeners as possible to give us a call at 614-699-0604 and leave them a voicemail. Let Kevin and Steph know what Tell Us a Good Story means to you, or tell them what's been your favorite episode or story, or just call to congratulate them. It's easy to do. Just give them a call at 614-699-0604, listen to the cute voicemail recorded by the Mason Kids, and then leave them a message. And even better, your message might appear on air for the 200th episode. I will put the phone number in the show notes for you, and please call by November 30th, 2023. And, as always, thank you for listening to Tell Us a Good Story.
So, to circle back, how were you and Kimberly when Macho Man and Elizabeth called you guys out?
Expose that. Yeah, revealed
it. What was your guys' reactions?
I loved it, you know, because it put so much attention on that. Why would you care? But it was all about our fans caring.
Yeah.
Here's what's funny, Dallas. I mentioned this past weekend to a friend of mine that we were going to be talking to you. The first thing he said was, is he still married to Kimberly? And I had to break the news to him, like, no. That's a long time ago, my friend. But he still remembered that. And he's like my age, right? He's in his 40s. And that was the first thing he asked, Dallas, which is hilarious.
Well, let me tell you, my wife that I'm with today, Kimberly, they love each other. Her first name is Paige.
No.
So I know you're thinking, oh my God, her name's Paige Paige. When I'm speaking, I do a lot of corporate speaking. And she always comes with me everywhere, and because she's my head of business development, and she's got her master's from out, I can't remember what school in California, but she's really, really smart, smart woman. Her maiden name is McMahon.
Oh.
But makes the odds of that, Paige McMahon. McMahon?
Yes.
That's funny.
Let me tell you a story, because you guys are married, right?
Yes.
And you're very in love, you can tell.
Oh, thank you.
I'm gonna tell you a story. So I was dating Paige 11 years ago. And because of her age difference, which was 18 years, and Kim and I, ours is 13 years, and it just happened to be like that. And Kim and I ended up moving, you know, in different directions because she still wanted to go skiing all the time, and she wanted to go horseback riding. She wanted to do all these things that my body was too hard. Like, I know I could still rip down those slopes, but if I take one fall and tear my knees one more time, then I'm going to have a knee. Mm-hmm. And everything I've done has been to fight back the whole hands of time. So Kimberly and I, it was mainly because of that. And right now, I'm hoping she's coming in as the COO of our company. You know, and we're very successful with DDP Yoga. And she's owned a piece of this the whole time. But I've been trying to talk her in to coming in because I really want her expertise. And her and Paige love each other. So, I mean, Paige. And Paige is just beautiful, beautiful blonde. And so I'm going back to 11 years when I first met her. I'm going through TSA line. And she's right in front of me. And she looks back. She goes, are you friends with Ira Dean? And he's a buddy of mine.
Okay.
I said, and you spent the weekend with him because I did some charity thing here in town. She goes, you're Paige, aren't you? I said, yeah. And she goes, so am I. I go, so are you what? She goes, my name's Paige. I go, get out of here. She goes, no, seriously. And I really met a lot of people back then, you know, that really his first name was Paige. So long story short, we had exchanged numbers. And then I start learning about her, and she'd done the big corporate deal, had, you know, the house and the Jag and all that stuff, and was working on Wall Street, negotiating, you know, multi-million dollar contracts. And her mom, got lung cancer, never smoked a day in her life. And she was going to quit her job. And they were like, no, please don't quit. We'll let you go in and spend a week with your mom. And you come back and work for a week. Just don't quit. Now, when your mom gets better, you can come back to work. Well, she never got better, and she passed, and it killed Paige. And I didn't know her then. And her stepdad, who raised her, asked her to come and please clean out your mom's room because I can't even go in there. And she went there with her sister. And at some point, in one of the drawers, she found her mom's bucket list, which was to see the seven wonders of the world. Climb Mount Kilimanjaro, climb Mount Fuji. There were these other things. And well, at that point, she went back and told her husband, I've got this great idea. We're financially sound right now. We're doing really well. Why don't we quit our jobs and follow my mom's bucket list? And he was like a super smart dude. You know, he's like, what? Are you crazy? No, we're not doing that. Well, eventually they divorced. And somewhere down the line, I met her. And while she's doing that, she's also what's called an adventure athlete, where runs 100-mile races.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Never ran a 100-mile race in her life. Never went hiking. Never was a camper. Started training, ran a 100-mile race. And one thing she did was she threw a backpack on her back and ran 170 miles through the Grand Canyon in 6.5 days.
Oh, you know, that's like, insane. That's,
and I'm thinking, this chick makes Kimberly look like a wallflower. So, you know, like, I'm not going through that again, you know. And so I nicely broke up with her. And I told her where I was at, you know, what was happening. And she goes, you're a stand-up dude. So I never forgot that. And then about a little over four years ago, I'm on Facebook. And I see this video of her. And she's like, hey, guys. Today's the end of my mom's bucket list. Here I am on the Great Wall of China about to spread the last of her ashes. I was like, wow, that's a big ask of yourself. I'm going to go to see the seven wonders of the world. I'm going to climb the mountains. I'm going to do all the other things. And I just called her up. I hadn't talked to her in close to 7 years. Left her a message. She called me back. We talked. You know, at some point, I'd said to her, I said, you know, I'd really like to maybe go to dinner again. You know, just get to know each other again. She goes, why don't we get to know each other just talking, for starters? And we asked each other the questions nobody asked in the beginning. You find out later, God, I didn't know you were like that. 3 months later, I was going my way because we had a neutral spot in Chattanooga to meet at a place called The Dwell, this super cool little boutique hotel. And on our way there, she had sent me a text. Because I already knew I was in love with her after 3 months. Because I wasn't with anybody. And that's very rare for me. The rarest of rare. And so I told her at some point, you know, we're going to get married. I didn't ask her. I told her we were. And I said, don't worry about it. I'm going to do everything. She's like, what? And she had already sworn that she was never going to get married again to her brother, her sister, everybody. And 2 years to the day, with the help of my daughter, Brittany, who is amazing, put together my magical wedding at The Dwell. And I just rented out the whole thing. I called. I'd said at one point, we have a small wedding. Who do you want there? And she gave me this list, like, I don't know.
Okay.
And we have a huge Christmas party every year. And she came over to me and she threw her arms around me. She goes, please don't tell me you're marrying me tonight. And I just burst out laughing. I go, no, but maybe tomorrow. You know, knowing that it was going to be in 3 more days.
Oh, my gosh.
And I called her brother. I'll never forget. I said, Brian, listen, I'm going to throw a surprise wedding for Paige. He's like, are you sure that's a good idea? I said, yeah, I'm positive. She goes, you know, she told me she was never getting married again. I go, trust me. You know? And bottom line, it was so cool because she had no idea until we got to the bottom of the stairs and that curtain opened up and then there was her family.
Oh.
And my family. And I got down, Esther and Mary right there. Now she's like crying, walking on cloud nine, but she has no idea. When we walk back towards where the eating area is,
surprise,
there's 120 more people. And it just was such a trip. Look up TMZ.
Okay.
Diamond Dallas Page, surprise wedding. But we got married.
Right then.
2 years to the day.
All right, Steph, I'm going to test you again here. What is your favorite book of all time?
Obviously, it's the Bible, Kevin.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Very good. This time you didn't say the book we wrote called You Met Her Where.
But it's still a really good book.
That is true.
And it would make a great gift for friends or relatives on their birthday or for Christmas.
Friends, you can order your copy of our book titled You Met Her Where at kevinandsteph.com. And we will make sure to personally sign a copy for you or whoever you want.
And as always, thank you for listening to Tell Us a Good Story.
Can I give one more fun fact, Dallas, about you? All right. All right, Steph. So, like we mentioned, he's the creator and owner of DDP Yoga.
Mm-hmm.
In February 2014, Dallas presented his company on ABC's Shark Tank.
Ooh!
The company then had over $1 million in sales the next 5 days following the show when it aired, and it turned his company into a multi-million dollar business. So, how did it work out, Dallas? Did they make you an offer and you declined it? No offers.
No. Well, at the end, Mr. Wonderful made a ridiculous offer. 50% for $200,000. Because their whole thing was, well, he wants it for an app. Be honest, it's a real procedure to get on Shark Tank.
Right.
And, you know, our app, which, you know, we were already building at that time, doing the, you know, the infrastructure for it at that point, I didn't want any of their money. And I said, I've got something that's going to be timeless. It's never going to go away. It's not going to be P90X. It's not going to be Tybo. It's not going to be a flash in the pan. Yoga's been around forever. I said, and I'm going to be around with this forever. And long after I'm gone, the day I die, if I die in the next 2 seconds, DDP Yoga will quadruple. Because no one has the stories that we do. And of course, since it's my company and I'm the CEO of the company, I get all the credit, but I always give the credit back to my whole family of people who work with me. Because without them, I never have the success that I have. I got a really amazing follow-through crew. And all those stories will come out. There is a huge company that have the rights to Resurrection right now. And it started off to be a film, but then they asked me, would I be interested in making it a series? And I said, how does that work? He said, well, you know, there's a lot of comedy in you and Jake. I said, believe me, I know. He goes, this would be like a dramedy. And I said, whatever worked to make that message get out there, as long as they stay true to the fact of what Resurrection is. And Resurrection is a buddy who is lost, you know, and falls down, you know, quite a bit in the beginning. Jake's been sober for 10 years now. No one would believe he could do it for 6 months. Never mind 10 years.
10 years.
I said, as long as we don't lose that, and you're going to do that with the comedy, he goes, but you know what kind of comedy we do. There's times where, like, we don't want to put you guys in positions where you look stupid. I go, bro, I've watched your comedy, a lot of your comedy. You make stars look stupid. I don't care. As long as you stay true to the character and the storyline. You know, they came and spent 3 days of me two different times.
Really?
And now they're working on putting a pitch deck, and then they'll pitch it to different networks and, just because of their name and who they are and their success rate, I consider it all positive bullshit. You know what happens? That's how you have to take everything in entertainment in general.
Yeah.
You know, right. Just like, oh, you're going to be the world champion tonight. Yeah, okay.
If you like what you hear, please tell someone about us. As soon as this episode is over, go tell your spouse, your closest friend, a parent, a coworker, or share one of our posts on social media.
However, if you don't like what you're hearing, please do not.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anybody.
Just disregard this message.
Don't worry about
it. Forget about us.
Yep.
Go on with your merry day.
And to get more information about us or our entire catalog of episodes, be sure to check us out at kevinandsteph.com. Thank you for listening to Tell Us a Good Story.
Well, listeners, for more information about Dallas, you can go to his social media pages, both on Instagram and Facebook. It's DDP Yoga. His app, you can go on there. It's DDP Yoga Now. I'd highly recommend you download that app. It is fantastic. His website, ddpyoga.com, and his speaker website is dallaspage.com.
Let me just say, and anybody who wants to try, it's like you get 7 days for free. And I know people have said, oh, my, you'll kill me with your workouts. My workouts start off in bed. Like, you can't get out of bed for 6 workouts. And then sitting in a chair called Chair Force, they're called our rebuild program. Then using a chair, that's how I had to do it in the beginning. Using a chair to help me get up and get down and start to break up scar tissue and create balance again and mobility. And now we have a whole nother section. We have like severe back pain and back pain area. The guy who works with me, one of my instructors, is also a physical therapist. Matt just came up with a bunch of ones with my head of certification, Josh, around the shoulders, around the knees. And then it goes from beginner to psycho extreme. And the app isn't just about workouts. Like, we have what food you put in your body. And most people aren't educated. Or they don't want to know. They want to be an ostrich and put their head in the ground until all of a sudden they're having a bunch of different issues, and then they want it to fix right away. Well, it doesn't work like that.
Right.
It's called over time. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. You can either take care of your wellness on a day-to-day basis, or you'll be forced at some point to take care of your illness. So we're constantly adding new stuff. And then there's so much inspirational stuff there. And that's what's important. You know, I never use the word motivate, like I said earlier, before we got on the air, because motivation is not why people are successful. It's inspiration. They're inspired to be disciplined and take care of themselves. And that's really what I preach. And I'm not the guy smoking a cigarette. You should really quit smoking. If I'm telling you something, I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So,
well, Dallas, first off, thank you for saying yes to us.
Yes.
We appreciate
you.
This. Second, you're even nicer than I expected you to be, but I'm blown away by your heart to help people. Mm. Like, that just radiates from you, Dallas, in regards to, it's not about the money. It's not about selling a product. It's literally a heart to serve people because of what you found, what's helped you. And mm-hmm. So God bless you, sir, for what you're doing, because you have literally made such a difference in a lot of people's lives. So thank you for what you do.
I appreciate it. So here's the deal. I'm going to hook you guys up with the app.
Woo! Okay.
you get a hold of Marlon and send him, after you guys, how I told you to do it, send him your email after you signed up, and then he'll turn it on for you guys. And then let's do like 60 days later, you come back. And you'll see, like, there's so much more on that app. It took me 3.5 years. It's called BFR, Blood Flow Restriction Rigging Therapy. And what you're doing is you don't lift heavy weights. You lift 20 to 30% of your maximum load. Like, that arm right there is like a rock. And it wasn't like that before I started putting the BFR into my dynamic resistance.
Okay.
And then I just recently, 7 months ago, added the weights, and my body, going to be 68. I'm not afraid to get old because I do take care of my wellness, but that's going to be another thing on the app. But I go there, get started, get back to Marlin, and then I'll tell you all about the retreat we're building and everything else in another time. So listen, mm-hmm. you know how to get a hold of me back.
Okay.
Yes.
You know how to get the app. Now it's on you.
Hey,
perfect.
Dallas.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Friends, thank you for listening to this episode of Tell Us a Good Story.
For additional content and longer episodes, you can go to our website at kevinandsteph.com or wherever you like to listen to podcasts.
And don't forget, you can catch us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 a.m. right here on the AM/FM 24/7 network. Thank you for listening to
Tell Us a Good Story.